Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Plant Burger opens at the Jenkintown Whole Foods on the final weekend of National Vegetarian Week.
It's exciting that this is a week to celebrate plants.
Is it Plant Burger or Planet Burger?
It's meant to have that sort of double entendre, so it's spelled P-L-N-T.
And the CEO says this is important because...
we just simply don't have enough land and resources to feed 10 billion people in 30 years, so we've got to come up with new solutions.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Jenkintown at 1575 The Fairway with Ben Kaplan, who is the CEO of Planet Burger, now opening here at the Whole Foods. So we're also at the tail end of National Vegetarian Week. Planet Burger is opening. Let's start with what it is and what you can get here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are a classic burgers, fries, and shakes joint. We just happen to be all planet-based and better for the planet.
So is it Plant Burger or Planet Burger?
It's meant to have that sort of double entendre, so it's spelled P-L-N-T, and we like to say we're the best burgers on the planet and for the planet. And so what we mean by that is our burgers consume a lot less natural resources than their beef counterparts. So this plant-based protein saves 99% more water, 93% more land, and 90% more greenhouse gases than a classic burger. So that being said, it's delicious, and we're all about deliciousness first, so it's all about the burgers, fries, and shakes.
So does that mean that you have vegan ice cream?
Yes, absolutely. We have an oat milk-based ice cream, and it's a soft-serve product. So we make both soft-serve with classic toppings, and then you can get a milkshake or try one of our milkshakes of the month. So we have a rotating milkshake every month.
Vegan soft-serve ice cream.
Vegan soft-serve ice cream.
Oh my gosh, okay. I think that's a big draw. I mean, my husband doesn't eat dairy, so can never eat all the good stuff that I want to eat.
Yeah, no, I think people come to us for lots of different reasons, not just because they're plant-based, but because they have allergen awareness that they need to be conscious of. We are very gluten-free friendly. We're very friendly. We're certified kosher as well in our venue. So it's, a lot of different types of entry points for people.
So what is the burger made of?
It's Beyond Meat patty, some Follow Your Heart cheese, and then we've got our own special sauce, lettuce, tomato, and pickle.
So it's no meat?
No meat at all, yeah. It's a completely vegan product, and we don't use any kind of animal-based proteins or any animal-based products in our store.
Is this a trend in food?
I think it is a trend in food, but I think it's a trend in conscious consumption. And I think people are eating more consciously with their decisions about what they put into their bodies, not just for health and wellness factors, but really about where it's coming from and what's better for the planet.
What's a restaurant in New York that took meat off the menu?
11 Madison Park.
11 Madison Park. That was a big deal. What, I mean, I'm sure your business must have thought that was also a big deal.
Yeah, no, it was great. And we're definitely seeing more momentum in the food service business when it comes to plant-based dieting. For us, again, it's not about taking the consumer away from a delicious and indulgent and really filling experience. It's just about giving them an option to spend their dollar for the planet in an uplifting way. And I think others are recognizing that supporting a Western diet, a classic Western diet with as much animal-based protein as we have is just not a sustainable move for our planet long-term. And so you're seeing some people shift away from classic animal-based proteins.
How do you think the pandemic impacted the way people eat?
I think people are much more aware of these zoonotic sources of disease and how when we don't do proper animal consumption and animal farming, it can really affect our whole planet, obviously. I also think people became more aware of the commoditized meat business and how it ran when we saw all these meat factories have to shut down and not working with best safety or labor practices. There's a lot more issues that we solve outside of just animal cruelty with our concept, and I think people are seeing that now with social justice as well as just planetary justice, and that's how the pandemic affected it.
Can you tell us a little bit about what are the benefits of plant-based eating?
Sure. So for us, again, those benefits are very planet-friendly. Our food is also free of cholesterol and free of soy, so it's very allergen-friendly as well. But, you know, we are still a classic burger joint, so we still fry. We fry our fries in sunflower oil, so it's a little bit cleaner. But in general, you're going to have a cleaner feeling, and you're going to feel like you did something good for the planet, too.
What's it like to be part of Whole Foods?
Working with Whole Foods is amazing. I think the halo effect that we get from being inside of Whole Foods is a really exciting and beneficial thing for our brand. But our values are completely aligned in terms of what we want for our customers and what we want for our guests, as well as being a clean label product as well. So
what does that mean?
Yeah, so Whole Foods has a stringent set of standards that they hold all their products and suppliers to. So we can't go around that. We're held to those same standards, and that means cleaner food. It means food without sort of additives or chemicals and things like that.
And this is your second location?
This is our second location in the Pennsylvania area. It'll be our 8th location opening.
What are your hopes? What are your goals?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to really disrupt the fast food business. We think there's a way to come to the customer right where they are when it comes to plant-based eating. And our food is not challenging the concept of a kind of normal diet. We want you to have that classic burger experience. And so we see this as a very wide concept, and we see it as something that can be sustainable and still give people the burger experience they're looking for and then the nostalgic burger experience they get when they are in their car with their family going through a drive-thru. So we see this growing pretty wide.
Have people been receptive? Or are some people like, I'm not going to have a veggie burger?
Yeah, I think there's people who are into it because of the discovery aspect of it. Again, being inside of Whole Foods, it's a pretty common experience that you discover new products inside of a Whole Foods. And so people have been open to it at these locations. I think our approach is really not to talk about plant-based first and foremost. It's to talk about delicious burgers. And so ideally you're trying us because you think our burger is going to be great and the side effects are you did something great for the planet and it happens to be plant-based. But
and then is it really a burger if it's not meat?
Sure.
What's the terminology?
Yeah, I think that's a fight that the meat lobbyists are really trying to figure out as well. We consider it a delicious burger, and we absolutely think it's a burger. I think, you know, you've seen the turkey burgers, the chicken burgers, the shrimp burgers. There's always
the veggie burger.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always been alternative types of meat made up to a burger, but it is for us definitely a burger.
What's been the most difficult part about getting off the ground here in the Whole Foods?
Sure. I mean, with this being our 8th location, we've sort of gotten used to the process, per se, with opening with Whole Foods, but not really any challenges. Every new market represents a new and exciting challenge for sure for us, but we like to go directly into the communities that we're working in and continue to engage in the kind of direct businesses surrounding the area. So each store represents a new challenge just to reach out to our new marketplace.
What have been the benefits? What have been like the great parts for you of opening?
Yeah.
Is it plant burger or planet burger, though?
It's again, that's that double entendre. So it's planet or plant. That's up to you.
Oh, okay. Take a guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So my most exciting thing is really, again, creating a solution to what I foresee as a real systemic problem in the food industry. And that's, we just simply don't have enough land and resources to feed 10 billion people in 30 years. So we've got to come up with new solutions. And this is a solution that doesn't challenge anybody's frame of reference when it comes to eating. It's a burger, you know, it's really the same experience you've always had, just done in a different and more sustainable way.
Do you have those stats? Do you think about that when you put your plan together about how many people are on the planet, how many people need to be fed, and how are we going to be able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the high level of what we're always thinking about from a stats perspective. And certainly we want to keep the environmental impacts going at scale. And so the bigger we get, the more impact we really can have on the environment. But
so what are those stats?
So in 30 years from now, there's going to be 10 billion people to feed. And that's simply a math problem. We don't have the resources, the land to feed all those animals and to then feed those animals to humans. It's much more conscious and sustainable of us to grow the plants and to feed people with those plants and with those calories made from plants and not from the animals. And so we see that as the sustainability of the future. And again, consumers don't just want to eat those in their raw state. And so we, you know, turn it into a burger experience.
Is meat going to eventually get expensive? Very expensive? We saw a little bit of that during the pandemic.
Yeah, I think there's already a huge demand for meat. I think right now there's subsidies in the meat marketplace, in the animal-based meat marketplace, that allow for meat to be at the price it's at. And I think you'll see some of those subsidies adjust as government regulations change to focus on sustainability. There's going to be a time where the choice is going to be there between sort of proteins, and it's not going to be as accessible to everybody. I don't think the Western diet currently is accessible to everyone, you know, globally speaking, but certainly on the local level, it seems more approachable, more accessible. But again, there's subsidies involved there that allow for that value to be passed on to you that just don't exist in sort of the plant-based protein space yet.
And you see that coming?
I do. I think, again, governments are going to look at the sustainability of feeding all of the people that they represent. And with hunger being a factor, and population growth being a factor, and land use being a factor, and environmental impact being a factor, I really think you're going to see some shifting to incentivize people to eat a more balanced diet.
So what would that consist of? More greens, right? They always say majority of your food should be vegetables, right?
Sure, yeah. No, I think, you know, it really, again, comes down to consciousness of what your food is doing and where it comes from. And I think there's an awareness of that now. You know, I'm not here to tell anybody how to change their diet. I'm here to offer a solution to people who want to be able to change their diet or are conscious of that and want to do it, but via a classic mechanism, which is the burger.
What's the price point? Is it similar to a beef burger?
Yeah, I'd say we really have a goal to democratize our plant-based food, and so we don't upsell it or upcharge it from what you would find. I think we're pretty competitive with a Shake Shack right now, but our goal is to really compete long-term with fast food businesses like McDonald's.
So right now, if your typical burger is between like $10 and $14 at a restaurant and much cheaper at a fast food place, where are you at?
Yeah, so our classic cheeseburger is $7.50. Our burger without cheese, $6.95. French fries are $2.95. So you can get a whole meal with us for under $10.
And if you want to compete with fast food, that's going to have to even come down more because they have like super cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that also comes down to the supply chain. So as our supply chain gets more in demand in general, we're going to be able to pass more of that value along to customers. And then obviously, as we grow and get better buying power, we'll be able to pass that value along, which is really our goal.
What does it mean to you to be opening during National Vegetarian Week?
Very excited to cap off the week with an opening. I'm not sure we actually knew that we were aligning this opening with that, but for us, it's exciting for all our vegan, vegetarian followers, as much as it is a recognition that this is a week to celebrate plants.
Ben Kaplan is the CEO of Plant Burger, or Planet Burger. I don't even know what to say. PLNT Burger.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.